Celebrate Valentine's Day. Order your love horoscope report from russellgrant.com and russellgrant.mobi.
Hello Aries, it's Russell here with your stars for a week beginning Saturday, March 10th, and the whole week ahead. The connection of the planets, especially the Moon and Mars, is particularly good for you. Although the Moon and Venus currently in your sign might not be, they sort of cancel each other out thanks to Uranus. What does all this mean? It means basically be spontaneous, be fun, and do the kind of things you wouldn't usually do on a Saturday. Enjoy life. And here's your Sunday stars. A colossal aspect that brings together Mars in Sagittarius and Uranus in your sign. Check this out in my book, You Can Change Your Life. It's Mars in the ninth, trine Uranus in the first. The next few days are filled with great opportunity. Luck runs unabound, and it's your ingenuity and your sex appeal that can really help you go places you never thought was possible. Be prepared for surprises. Here's your Monday stars. Concentrate on your career. You're still under the sway of this beautiful energy, this ingenuity, this originality, this uniqueness, this almost rebellious, revolutionary side of you that's so exciting and enticing. And put all of this into your career now, and you could really find that there are professional prospects opening up you never dreamed possible. Here's your Tuesday stars. Now take it easy today. There is something that could leave you a little dumbfounded, especially when it comes to money or anything financial, or even your love life. Maybe the two are interconnected in some way, that money and love aren't in some way matching. And as a result of a problem with money, love flies out the window. You've got to be very circumspect and very careful when it comes to the two or the connection between love and money. Here's your Wednesday stars. People can squander opportunities now, and it might not be you, but you could be affected by it. A friend who overlooks a situation, or maybe someone doesn't tell you about something they should have done. Like somebody could say to someone you know, oh, tell Aries to get in touch with me, and they don't. And as a result, someone thinks you're not interested, or you just miss out on something due to somebody else not getting it right. Here's your Thursday stars. Very similar day, although not quite as emphatic as to what you had earlier in the week. And that is your ingenuity, your charisma, your magnetism, those things that you possess because you are somebody who's different to the rest. And it is by bringing out that side of you that makes you unique, that's also going to make you special to others and a success for yourself. Here's your Friday stars. Don't overlook your psychic ability. We all have a sixth sense, and it's your sixth sense now that overrides everything. Because whatever you think or whatever you're told from voices that are unseen could well be the making of you. And it is that psychic side of you that you should really bring out now and listen to avidly.